This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
As the Ravens thump the Denver Broncos, another thumpage at home. Rookie quarterback taking it on the chin. We'll get into all of that as the show progresses. But that was Lamar talking about his connection with Zay Flowers, not just during the game. Pretty much, Zay Flowers walked in and said, "Hello, my name's Zay Flowers." And they're like, "Welcome to Baltimore." He has been an impact guy. And then yesterday, again, over 100 yards receiving as Lamar Jackson was dealing and throwing and is looking competent and comfortable in the pocket against the Denver pass rush that had 30 sacks heading into yesterday's game. But Zay Flowers, we're starting to see this guy take his game to a new level. And obviously the Ravens and Lamar Jackson benefit from that in a big, big way. And pick your poison is what Lamar has said, what Derrick Henry has said, because he's part of that poisonous pill. And yesterday, after a disappointing performance against the Browns last week in Cleveland, upset loss, we saw them firing on all cylinders offense.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be able to run the football, watching the film on Denver. And their pass rush wasn't what I thought it would be. I didn't think they would get anything from the inside. And the outside guys, I thought Ronnie Stanley had another really good game on the left side. Rosengarten a couple times got pushed back, but otherwise they did a nice job. And it's kind of typical of what the Ravens have been doing lately offensively. Teams, what do they want to do? They're going to try to stop the run, all right? And then what happens is, all right, they stop the run initially, and then Henry gets his yards in the second half, and Lamar throws for a bunch of yards in the first half, just like this week. Same type thing. I mean, 11 of 12 for 208 in the first half. Second half, 5 of 7 for 72 yards. And in the first half, Derrick Henry, 9 for 32, long of 7. Second half, 14 for 82. I mean, that's kind of, and basically, I mean, they were all done in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were out, which is good. Thursday night game, they get a rest. So they did their damage in the second and third quarter. And, I mean, if they would have, they could have scored 50 if they wanted to, Bob. You know, I mean, Denver couldn't stop. I had no idea how to stop him.
Yeah, and Henry stayed in for a couple extra carries to get that 100 yards, yeah. And he scored two TDs, puts him over 100. He's over 1,000 for the season. If Lamar is the leading candidate for most valuable player now that we're kind of in the halfway point of the season, mm-hmm. Derrick Henry better be in that conversation himself.
I think there's three guys right now that are in it, the two Ravens and golf. You know, I mean,
I think Josh Allen's in that conversation.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, so there's four. But, I mean, Detroit's playing as good as anybody, you know, right now. And he's playing well. So, yeah, Josh Allen, you can throw him in there, too. But what's going to happen is Henry's going to take votes from Lamar. Lamar's going to take votes from Henry. And one of the other two guys are going to win.
But for both players, as they've each said, Lamar especially, he's already won two MVPs.
Right.
Not that you can't accumulate enough personal hardware. His goal is the championship. And same with Henry. Henry played an AFC title game in 19 when they upset the Ravens. Lamar did it last year for the first time. Every year that Patrick Mahomes, for instance, has been the starting quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they played in the championship game.
Yes.
Every year he's been the starter, which goes back to 2018. So that's commonplace for him. By the way, they play tonight against Tampa. But MVP, great. Having leaders in the clubhouse, awesome, because that means your team's doing well. But this is a much bigger picture scenario for all of those people involved. It's not about individual honors. It's about the ultimate team honor, and that's Lombardi Trophy in New Orleans.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. Bob, I thought overall the defense got better as the game went on. I mean, they didn't give up anything in the second half. But let me ask you this. The only concern I had, Bob, was I didn't think Tucker hit the ball very good again. You know, I mean, he barely snuck him inside those right. Well, because you've said whenever he's missed, it was left. And it looked like he was kind of, you know,
trying to compensate a little bit.
Yeah. So that was the only thing that, you know, that I wasn't crazy about.
But the Ravens win. They win handily. And Denver coming in here, a team that won 5 of 6. We had Ryan McFadden on from the Denver Post Friday. And I was like, are they real or are they fake? Said the next three games will tell the story.
Yeah.
Because their schedule, starting with the Ravens, got very, very interesting. And now it's Baltimore, which they got blown out. They hung for almost a half. Ravens scored at the end of the half. That kind of flipped it.
That was it, yeah.
To a positive direction there. Now it's Kansas City, and then it's Atlanta. So he said 2-1, they're real. Now they have to win the next two games, and we'll see that what that's all about here.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that they are. You know, I mean, they got Sutton on offense. They don't have a great run game, and if Bo Nix doesn't make all those scramble plays, then they're in serious trouble. So I don't think they're real yet.
In regards to Bo Nix, by the way, he didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment at all.
None whatsoever. I liked it. I thought. I mean, Bob, did he look faster to me than I thought he was in college and stuff. I thought he did a nice. He missed some open throws, which would have, you know, he missed that touchdown.
Wide open.
Yes. But other than that, and Bob, one thing I want to bring up, because everybody always gets on Harb's ass for his sideline stuff and everything. I give him A+ for Saturday. You know, the red flag on the fourth down. That was huge. Huge play. Got the Ravens the ball back. And then the timeouts before the half. Did a good job calling the two timeouts, saved 54 seconds, and they ended up getting down the field. So kudos to Harbs for all the people that want to fire him all the time on Mondays.
And the shaky defense shut out Denver in the second half, as Vinny said. They did accumulate 4 sacks as well. Marcus Williams made the very first play of the game. Yeah. I guess we're going to talk about him, however, getting burned by Bo Nix on the pass there. But Darius Washington, second play, they get the pick. So everything we talked about last week, Williams didn't play. But dropping all these interceptions, got their hands on one, and made the most of it. So defense, was it 2000 Ravens level defense? No, but they did what they had to do.
I thought the first half, they were kind of getting it run down their throat a little bit. You know, I mean,
oh, sure.
Yeah, I was not impressed with that defense the first half because, you know, I mean, the Broncos, they go interception, then downs. They had 11 plays, 64 yards, and they don't make it, which was good. Then the next play, they go 7 plays, 44 yards, get held on fourth down. Then they go touchdown field goal. So, I mean, you know, that wasn't great. Then in the second half, it was outstanding. I mean, 6 plays minus 2 yards in the third quarter. And they ran 26 total plays the second half. And, I mean, in the fourth quarter, the Ravens got a lot of backups in there. So they had 90 yards the second half. So that was much bigger improvement. So they got something to build on for Thursday because they've got kind of a hot quarterback coming in.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, 5 touchdown passes yesterday as Cincinnati blows out the Raiders, who fire their OC and 2 other coaches. But a big firing in New Orleans took place this morning as Dennis Allen is out, head coach of the Saints, after a brilliant 2-0 start, which included a couple of blowout wins. He's gone. They've lost seven in a row, including yesterday to Carolina.
And the thing about, you know, Carr got hurt, and then he missed all those games and then came back. So it was just a matter of time. When you lose to Carolina, you know, when you're 2-7, I guess it's a good time to do it. And there was no way that they were going to keep him anyhow, so get rid of him now. And we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of teams going to be looking for quarterbacks, and New Orleans could be one of them, you know, looking for a young quarterback. So, you know, are they tanking? They might be. Who knows? I mean, they sit 2-7. They're tied for, what, the first pick of the draft right now with Carolina and probably a couple others that
Oakland
are sitting 2-7.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And as we said, they got rid of some offensive coaches there. So teams are struggling with the Ravens. Look, they've got inexplicable losses to the Raiders, for instance, at home, and then last week at Cleveland. And look, the Chargers did defensively what we thought the Ravens were going to do. 6 sacks, 3 picks.
Yep.
Instead, the Ravens couldn't get to Jameis Winston. He won Offensive Player of the Week and dropped a ton of interceptions. So Cleveland, after 1 week of, hey, we're back, no, you're not. Now we start looking a little bit, Vinny, maybe at where the Chargers could be here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they said, what, 6-3, Bob? I mean, and the quarterback's playing well. I think they're kind of getting a feel for the offense and stuff, and their defense is good. I mean, Bob, they got Bosa is a hell of a passer. They got some guys that can rush the passer, which is the difference between the Chargers and the Ravens. And with the trade deadline, it's going to be interesting over the next, because Za'Darius is on the go. He's getting traded. Sounds like he's going to go to Detroit is the way it sounds.
And Detroit won handily in Green Bay. We'll get into the scores from yesterday's Week 9 action. There is a game tonight. Kansas City trying to remain undefeated, taking on the reeling, injury-depleted, especially at wide receiver, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Video at 81.057. The Fan. Ravens win yesterday handily, 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. We were talking all week like it's going to be a close game. You want to comment, you can at 410-583-1057. We'll get your AFC North report as both Cincinnati at, well, Chargers win, as we just talked about. Pittsburgh's on a bye. They're still in first place in the division as the Ravens are chasing a little bit. Terps were off college football. They go to Oregon this Saturday, 25-point underdogs. Oregon blows out Michigan in Ann Arbor. Penn State choked again against the ranked team. James Franklin wanted names. I want names because he was going to turn you in. Nothing worse than some a-hole always whining to the boss. And that's what James Franklin was trying to do. Maryland basketball starts tonight, taking old Manhattan, the Jaspers. You can hear the game on the Fan. Both teams coming off, let's say, disappointing 2024 seasons. Gary Williams will be joining us, by the way, tomorrow. Talk about this year's Maryland Ball Club, and then all sorts of other zaniness took place. No gold gloves for Bounty, no gold glove for Colton Cowser. We'll get into that and more. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. It's a Victory Monday, Ravens short.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Short week, however, since he looms on Thursday. Kyle Van Noy, after a great September, has kind of slowed down in the pressure department. Could be a reconnection with either Za'Darius Smith or Jadeveon Clowney by tomorrow, for all we know. But is Tavius Robinson now kind of this sneaky dude? He had four quarterback hits as well. You knew he was on the field yesterday.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And he played well in the run down on the goal line. He made a nice play down on the goal line, too. And the thing with Tavius Robinson is, you know, he's not a nifty pass rusher. He's like a bull rush guy, but effort-wise, plays hard, you know, and you're going to get some of those sacks because you play hard. And good for him. Good for him. Now, like you said, Van Noy's not winning many one-on-one battles. And Owe, none. He can't win. You know, so they need a pass rusher. And Ngakoue hasn't done anything either. You know, I mean, he hasn't won many one-on-one things either. Because the only way they can get any pressure whatsoever is if they blitz. And Roquan coming doesn't do much. Roquan he's not a great blitzer because what makes Hamilton such a good blitzer is he uses his hands and he can win with his hands. And he didn't do that taking on the backs yesterday. And he normally does that. He swims around them and stuff. And he's a good rusher with his hands. The guy who was getting the pressure, and Ngakoue was walking that dude back all the time. The thing he's got to do is find a quarterback. It's nice that you walk him back, but then the quarterback just steps up and he takes off. I thought the pass rushers did a bad job, Bob, keeping him in the pocket, keeping Nixon. They let him outside, and that's a huge mistake, letting him outside. Keep him inside, and then that's when the other guys, you know, can kind of make the play.
Now, the Ravens win, and they win by 31 points. And usually people call in and complain and like to pile on when they do poorly, like they did last week against Cleveland. Self-inflicted loss. A little praise for what they did yesterday. And I'm not trying to tell you what to say, everybody. We all have our own opinions here. But Lamar Jackson had a perfect quarterback rating. He's outstanding. Again, Derrick Henry's over 1,000 yards already. And double-digit touchdowns. Zay Flowers is taking his game to another level. All right, tight ends weren't all that involved for daily fantasy. If you had Mark Andrews, kind of got hosed, especially if you had Likely. He didn't do anything. But we're not here to talk about all of that stuff. So we know the offense is capable of pretty much anything they choose to do if they execute well. But did we see enough inning from the defense to make you feel a little more comfortable moving forward here, as we still have some pretty competitive teams on the schedule, including Pittsburgh twice?
The thing they did, I mean, Bob, it was like in the first half, it was like bend but don't break, because they bent. I mean, they were getting driven on, and like Denver was holding the ball forever. And Bob, still, third down conversion still sucked.
First half, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the first half, 4 for 8, Denver was. 50%. But on fourth down, they gave up 1 for 5. So that's what they did. And I think the other thing that helped, Bob, after Zay scored that touchdown, you know, the third quarter, the Ravens get the ball, drive it back down. I think that kind of took out some of their momentum or whatever they had going, Denver, because the third quarter, the Ravens defense, I mean, they had -2 yards. Well, they only had the ball about 3 minutes. So, I mean, the offense kind of was the good defense for the Ravens, but they played better. They played better. I think the coverage was better. They still gave up, 6 plays over 20 yards, which is way too many. They still gave up a lot of exploits. 3 in the first quarter.
And you mentioned Nick's missed a couple of could-have-beens.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And Bob, everybody says Stevens, he's never going to be able to find a ball. I mean, it is what it is. He's going to have coverage, and he's not going to find. We've been talking about it for 4 years, and he hadn't found a ball yet. He's not going to, and that's going to be the problem there. Otherwise, you know, I mean, I thought those refs were a little ticky-tacky on, the Marlon Humphrey penalties and stuff. And even like the tripping penalty that the Ravens got, that was like a gimme gift.
Even Romo was like, all right, whatever. All right, let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057. It's the number. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw, we're going to hear from him. Let's go to starting it off on this Victory Monday. Arbutus and Ed. Ed, what is up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Morning, Ed.
Morning. Always enjoy your post-game assessments. Ravens, four-quarter dominant, complete in all football aspects, hopeful to duplicate this Thursday. Team defense, active intensity and communicative all-out hustle from all defenders. Marcus Williams, physicality message sent, first thud hit of the game. Mm-hmm. Followed up by Washington with the tip throw pick and Roquan with the sideline fourth down denial tackle. Other notables, Robinson, two sacks, very active. Simpson and Hamilton as well. Special teams, no blip efficient. Kickers reliable in their contribution. Tucker, 11 points on the board. Stout flipping the field advantage twice, one time inside the five-yard line. Offense, tremendous phase unit blocking. Up front, in sync, cohesive, superior. Fullback Ricard, best at his position in the league. Derrick Henry, consistent downhill, devastating tailback, attacking would-be tacklers with a vengeance. Pads are square, especially on a C-gap pitch, and a nose for the goal line. Zay Flowers, impressive, numerous sure-hand snatch-grab receptions with immediate north direction yak yardage. Outstanding game. Justice Hill, wheel route and backdoor screen, as good as it gets. You won't see it done any better. And the teardrop pass from the quarterback. Mark Andrews, steady. Last thing today, Lamar Jackson, excellence in execution in all duties at the quarterback position, performance leadership and precision alike. Patient to hit the open man with accurate, catchable touch passing. He's the ultimate competitor every play. That's it, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. As always, breaking down a convincing win for the Ravens. Yeah.
I thought Lamar did a really nice job, Bob, making checks at the line of scrimmage. You know, when, you know, I mean, Romo described it on the TV when he would check, you know, some of those runs and stuff. And Derrick Henry, at one point in the game, I know they put up there, he had 11 broken tackles, you know. So he was getting hit a lot, and he was getting some tough yards. And so be it. But he always, if he falls forward, he's getting three or four.
And with Lamar yesterday, he also seemed to be more willing to extend plays.
No doubt.
To make it with his arms, on that touchdown. He had one with Bateman where Lamar himself would have probably gained 20 yards, but he dumped it off to Rashad. He dropped a pass.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it almost looked like, Bob, they had told him, you know, or maybe he was still a little sore. I mean, he missed Wednesday, Thursday because of his knee and stuff. Probably said, just protect yourself. And he made one on the play that you just talked about with Bateman dropped it. Then the next play, he runs for the first down and gets the first down. So, yeah, it was a smart game by Lamar.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. We got Joe, Rick, Mike, William, Elvis, Jim Morrison, Amelia Earhart, Jimmy Hoffa, all coming up as we talk about the Ravens. Now, 6-3 on the year, bouncing back nicely. Thank you very much after last week's debacle in Cleveland.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Rocking into the night. Now, Monday, if you're new to the show, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Haney, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw. No musical themes. We just go with Nolan's flop. And his flow set 38 special. So we're down with that. Whether you like it or not, Terps tonight, basketball starts. Men taking on Manhattan, 7 o'clock tip. You can hear that game on 105.7 The Fan. Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams joins us tomorrow to talk about not only Maryland's season, but the start of yet another college extravaganza as the Big Ten now has 18. The Big Ten has 18 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, ACC game of the week was SMU against Pitt. Yeah, that makes sense. None whatsoever. But we'll get into all of that. Colton Cowser did not win the Gold Glove left field. Stephen Kwan, third year in a row. Cleveland. And then Carlos Santana got the Gold Glove at first. So Mountie nominated 2 years in a row, did not get the honor, but still recognized at some level for their prowess with that glove. Ravens win yesterday handily. Things were interesting for about a quarter and 10 minutes, right? So it's 15, about 25 minutes. That was a game.
Yeah.
And then things got pear-shaped for Denver at the end of the second half, and the Ravens trucked them. End of the second quarter, rather. Ravens trucked them in the second half. You want to comment? Lamar, perfect QB rating. And Derrick Henry scored his 100th rushing touchdown. He's over 1,000 yards already, and we still have, let's see, 8 games left in the regular season. Saints fire their head coach, Dennis Allen, 7-game losing streak. Michael Thomas was blasted Derek Carr for Chris Olave getting hurt. So drama in the Big Easy, but that's their problem. Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's up?
Oh, man, you know what's up. Hey, man, I had to do 2 services in church yesterday because I heard it was going to be a trap game. The Ravens were supposed to be a part of a trap game from some people out here and maybe people you know. But anyway, I'm just sitting there happy that I got to hear, what's his name, Trent Simpson? Is that the linebacker, man? I heard his name all day.
Uh-huh.
I was happy for him. And I'm sitting there listening to y'all thinking, man, one time we had a quarterback, he didn't even know where to best maybe to put his little finger when he was about to throw the ball.
Remember, you know, he always had it on the tip?
Yeah, man. I'm just thinking about that. Oh, and his footwork is, he is a testament to somebody who wants to improve and be great. Because remember all the people who talked about what he wasn't, what he couldn't be, and what he will never be. What has he done? Posted 4 perfect games tied with, I think he's going to break it this year, y'all. And another thing, man, I wish everybody on the team could be, just look at Lamar and say, no matter what he was, look what he is now, and it comes from practice and being determined to be great. And Vinny, I'll say one more thing about training camp and stuff. If the guys would jump rope, if they would bring in a judo expert, these guys could be even more physically better with footwork and hand motion, because kids today can't dance. Hey, Bob, you remember back in the day, you was a dancing fool.
Oh, I was a regular Fred Astaire, Gregory Hines, right. All rolled into one.
Yeah, because we had the footwork. Hey, my nickname is Joe Dancer, so I'm letting you know that. What could help them in their movements is, you know, a judo. We all know what judo is, dealing with wrestling, jumping rope, footwork. But I ain't called to talk about that. I'm just saying what could make the team better. I'm just happy that they won, and this was a preparation game for the next 2 games. So here we come, y'all. I'm in good spirits today. You guys have a great day.
Hey, Joe, I think the other thing, too, that's really helped Lamar is, and we had talked about it a couple of years ago, he was ready to elevate. He needed a new coordinator. He needed that offense was too restrictive for him with Greg Roman, and Greg Roman wouldn't let him do anything. And Todd Monken in year 2, Lamar's the conductor, as he calls him. So I think the elevation and progression that Lamar has made has also been, you know, with the help of a new quarterback, because he's helped take Lamar to that next level, because Lamar was ready to get to that next level.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to East Baltimore. It is Rick. Rick, thanks for holding. What is up?
What's up, man? Great show, man. On Lamar, right? Lamar, I see he's perfecting that teardrop pass, and no more can perfect it is like Patrick Mahomes. But like I said, if he keep doing that for that teardrop pass, he'd be great. And Keith Mitchell. When is he back? When will he get back?
Probably Thursday, I'm guessing, right?
Well, he get that, game over, because we would be like a machine, a locomotive. But great game. Y'all guys have a great day.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call. And Ken Wyman and I were talking about it yesterday. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show, live from Brew Brothers. Brought to you by Rice, Mirth, and Pesaurus. His window's closing.
Yes.
He was 100% participant in a camp or a practice last week. He comes back Thursday night against the Bengals, like we said with Deontay Johnson, whose role was pretty limited yesterday. You can never have enough good players. Where's Keaton Mitchell fit in all of a sudden to this equation for arguably the best offensive football right now?
Yeah. I mean, that's for them to decide. But, if he's at the same speed he was, and it sounds like he's got his speed, listening to Lamar and everybody, if he's there, you know, you give him some plays, you know, you give him some quick screens and stuff because he's got that ability to make people. He's got what, like Zay does as a running back. He's got what Zay does as a wide receiver. So find a way to get him involved, maybe kick returns and stuff too. But that could be, that would be fun. I mean, it would be fun to watch. But Justice Hill now, you know, I mean, he's playing extremely well and catching the ball out of the backfield and pass blocking. He does a hell of a job.
And he can help you in special teams himself,
yep,
if called upon to do so. Nolan, we have time for a call. Nolan says, I don't know, I'm going rogue, William, in Northeast Baltimore. William, what's up?
Hey, the guy ahead of me just stole my thunder talking about Keith Mitchell.
We'll steal it back.
Okay, now, I want to get you guys' opinion. I think, in my opinion, when Keaton Mitchell gets back, it's really, really, that offense is going to really soar because he's got so much speed. I think they should give him a little bit more touches than Lamar because we can't afford for Lamar to run too much and get hurt. And I think Deontay Johnson, in my opinion, should be the third receiver behind Flowers and Bateman. And I think Aguilar should be pushed back just a little bit, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys' response.
Right. I don't know. Thank Aguilar you. Makes his one big play a game.
Every game.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I mean, Johnson got about, I think, 20 snaps or something like that. He didn't get any targets. But we'll see where he fits in. I don't know that they know exactly where he's going to fit in. We'll see. I want to see when he catches the ball, what he does with it and stuff. So, yeah, and you know what the best thing is there's 8 games left prior to the playoffs. It helps you with your depth, too, if somebody were to go down.
It's 5880-1057, The Fan. Come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, he'll be joining us. He covers the Cardinals, obviously he covers the league. How about Arizona all of a sudden? Looked pretty scary out there in the NFC West. Whip around left 15, talk about a busy weekend in sports. And then Vinny's keys to victory. We talked about him on Friday. How many did the Ravens hit in their victory yesterday? Passages. Quincy Jones passes away at the age of 91. The legendary music producer, impresario. He's the one that approached Eddie Van Halen about playing Beat It, the solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It. And Dub Jones passed away, 99 years old, father of Bert. Dub, 3-time NFL champion himself with the Cleveland Browns, 2-time All-Pro. Dub Jones passing away at the age of 99. Rest in peace, both of those fine gentlemen.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Cap off week 9 with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Now build a same game parlay for tonight's game, Monday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Kansas City Chiefs. How about a Patrick Mahomes over 1.5 passing touchdowns? Travis Kelce over receiving yards. He's been hot lately. And Kate Otten, anytime touchdown, and there's more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Vinny to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now, you must be 21 and over and present in Maryland. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Boomer and Science with an Odyssey Sportsman ad. Sponsored by AutoZone. Get the zone, AutoZone. Tampa Bay challenges unbeaten Kansas City tonight. The Chiefs have recently added pass catcher DeAndre Hopkins and Josh Uche as they seek their franchise record 14th consecutive victory. This will be a tough spot for Baker Mayfield and company, especially without their top 2 wide receivers. I say the Chiefs roll 31-17. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Take Vinny and Haney with you everywhere on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
You hear that? That's the sound of another year counting down. Another year missing your revenue goal. Another year wondering why your marketing isn't more effective. Another year worried about next year. The clock is ticking, but you still have time. Time to contact the experts at Scale Marketing. Scale Marketing is a full-service marketing agency who is expert in lead generation and revenue growth. How expert? Our clients see an average of 20% growth in the first year alone, with sustained growth from there. It's all part of our process. From your traditional marketing to social media to paid search, we'll take a forensic approach, digging deep to find the root problems in your marketing strategy. Then we'll fix them fast. At Scale Marketing, we can't stop the clock, but we can change your company's future. Find out how you can make your marketing budget work harder and drive more revenue. Contact us at scalemarketing.com. That's scalemarketing.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice. But now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Victory Monday. Howard Balzer talking NFL with him, top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Long time NFL writer. Covers the Cardinals, but he's around, got his finger on the pulse of the National Football League for sure. So talk about the NFC West, which is wide open. AFC North, is it a two-team division? Does Cincinnati creep back into a Thursday night? Talk about all of that good stuff. And what about those Chargers all of a sudden quietly starting to stack some wins as they chase Kansas City? The Chiefs take on the Buccaneers tonight. So a lot to get to. The NFC South looks like it's Atlantis to lose. Tampa, as we said, in Kansas City, the Saints have fired their coach. Carolina's in a rebuilding phase. So a lot of interesting storylines going on in the National Football League. Ravens win yesterday handily over the Broncos, 41-10. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Owings Mills. Mike, what's up?
What's happening, Bob and Vin, man? Happy Victory Monday, man. How y'all feel?
No doubt.
Good. Let it hit it. All right. Super quick, because I'm about to roll into a client appointment real quick. So touching base about yesterday. I'm really hoping and praying, man, that this anomaly of the season we have defensively is literally just came to an end yesterday, and yesterday is the start of the defense kind of getting its act together and being more of what we are used to it being. Don't need it to be crazy dominant. Don't need it to be number one or top five in the league. Just get to mediocre, you know, just below mediocre, just above mediocre, because this juggernaut offense will absolutely wagon the rest of the way. What I do want to go ahead and remind Flock Nation of from the annals of the Ravens, what is it, the annex, just to roll off a few scriptures for you.
Oh.
Vinny Testaverde, Eric Zaya, Jim Harbaugh, Tony Banks, Stoney Case, Scott Mitchell, Trent Dilfer, Elvis Gerback, Randall Cunningham, Jeff Blake, Chris Redmond, Carl Bowler, my God, Anthony Wright, Steve McNair. Yes, he's a great player, but not when he was really here with us. He couldn't throw. Joe Flacco, finally we get a quarterback. Oh, and let's not forget my man Troy Smith in there, even though he never really got to start that one season, because that's how Joe got in there. Listen, man. Look where we've been in terms of offensive leaders and stewards and quarterbacks and things of that nature. No, I'm not getting a whole bunch of whining and complaining about our win today, which is something we usually kind of get. I'm thankful for that. But the second any Ravens fan wants to go ahead and start pulling that out, pull up the Ravens starting quarterback Wikipedia and just remember the rough days, man, of where we've been, because we ain't nowhere near there, man. Since we got Flacco, man, we have never seen poor quarterback play, and we're so fortunate right now. Appreciate the show, man. Appreciate y'all taking my call. Peace and love. Everybody enjoy the week.
All right, Mike, thank you for the call. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You're watching greatness in real time.
Yes.
You want to nitpick, criticize over a particular play or a game? Sure. We've complained about the playoffs, because that's ultimately where Lamar is going to exercise the naysayers. But in the regular season, I mean, what more do you want from this guy? I mean, you're watching brilliance. And Nolan, we said it to you. Or I did anyway. Nolan, 20 years from now, you're going to tell your kids, hey, I saw Lamar Jackson in his prime and it was brilliant to watch. Don't bitch. Don't complain. Don't act like you have the worst quarterback in the National Football League. Understand that you're watching a guy in his prime doing things that other quarterbacks who are in Hall of Fames have never done before.
But it shows you how fast people get, not complacent, but used to it. Used to success. Right? It doesn't mean anything anymore. A perfect passer rating yesterday, it just goes right over people's heads, or it doesn't even make a dent.
Well, they expect it.
Right.
You know, I mean, he does phenomenal things. It's like, yeah, that was just Lamar being Lamar.
Well, or it's only Denver is probably what it's more like, I would think. If he does it in a playoff game, not even his biggest critics could call up and complain about that.
But going into this game, you know, a lot of these prognosticators, oh, Denver's defense is great. But, I mean, yeah, they had played New Orleans, who just fired their coach, and they played Carolina, who stinks. So, but you know what? The other thing about the caller saying, you know, he needs the defense to get a little bit. Right now, as of today, they're ranked 21st, Bob, the defense. But the big thing is where they need to improve, if they could go, because third downs are 30th. They're almost last in the league, one of the worst teams on third down. They give up 46.2%. If they could get to 20th on third downs, I mean, then that all of a sudden, you know, because then all those drives, they just let drives extend, you know, and how does that help? Well, your passing goes down because they don't get as many plays. And then you know what? Then your offense is on the field more, which is much more beneficial to your football team.
We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, he says, yes, we're going to Dre in Bel Air. Dre, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, the previous guy had a lot of good points, but no more caffeine for him.
All right. <That dude.
laughs> Well, he's getting ready to go in to see a client.
Oh, man, I heard him. I heard him. But look, I treated my youngest son to the game yesterday, and it was interesting. I'm watching Lamar, and this guy, the game has slowed down so much for him. It's almost like he is just the master of what takes place. You look at, you know, the running game. He didn't have to run. He ran for that first down almost like, okay, we need it. I'll get it. You know, it wasn't like like Lamar would break downfield and shake some people. He doesn't need to do it. Now, the other thing, Keaton Mitchell coming back, you know, work him in slowly. And a lot of people don't realize that Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell's 40 time is only 0.03 of a second difference. It's just that their running style is very, very different. Same thing with Zay Flowers and Bateman. Their 40 times are very similar. So we have a tremendous amount of speed, a lot of talent at the skill positions. And be patient with the defense. I think that I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm not trying to hate on Zach Orr because I really appreciate where he came from undrafted, and he's really worked himself, worked his way up in the NFL. But I think this is a little bit much for him right off the bat. Dean Pease could probably mentor him and help him kind of get to where he needs to be. But be patient with the defense. I mean, we got a tremendous amount of talent on that defense. A pass rusher and somebody to back up Pierce. He gets hurt too much. You know, he had a good year last year, but you know, he's had injury issues. And if we can get an edge rusher, hey, we're done.
Well, it's 4 o'clock tomorrow. Hey, Trey, thanks for the call.
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Trade deadline, and we'll see what Eric DaCosta has up his sleeve. Batavius Robinson, breakout game for him. Is that an outlier, or is this a guy that could be trending in a positive direction moving into the later stages? It's November, everybody. It's November 4th already. We'll come back, talk about the NFL with Howard Balzer. Stay tuned for that. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports over a weekend? A lot. Vinny's keys to victory. Funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw. But if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Got plenty to do. Be part of the fun here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.